In the name of Christ Jesus our Lord, amen. Our theme this year, the theme hymn, O Christ, you walked the road, and this evening, the second verse, no bread of earth alone can fill our hungry hearts. Lord, help us seek your living word, the food your grace imparts. Today, as we consider the passion reading, the meal, the betrayal by Judas, his planning to betray our Lord, and the institution of the Lord's Supper, we see the stark contrast between Jesus, the living word, who gives bread to Judas, which becomes the bread of betrayal, and he gives bread to us in the Lord's Supper, which is the bread of forgiveness. Jesus is the living bread, and to the unbelieving world, the bread he gives becomes for them the bread of unbelief and betrayal. When Jesus gives us the bread of the Lord's Supper, he gives us the bread of forgiveness. What will it be for people? The bread of betrayal or the bread of forgiveness? Lord, help us seek your living word that is Jesus, the bread of life. We first consider Jesus, who is the Son of Man, the living word, who would unfortunately have to give the bread of betrayal to Judas. Jesus is in the upper room. They're celebrating the Old Testament Passover with his 12 apostles. And one of the very 12 who've been with Jesus for the entire 3 years of his ministry is Judas. Judas, who would become the betrayer, was not known that way to the apostles. He was dipping his bread in the food in the dish just like all the other apostles. He was called Judas Iscariot. Iscariot means man of Cariot. He was from a village, we think, of Cariot. And he was one of the 12 apostles who was actually the treasurer. In fact, they trusted him enough that they gave all the money to Judas, and Judas was the one who was paying the bills. He was their treasurer, if you will, unknown to them. He was a thief. He had been pilfering from the funds for his own personal use. He was supposed to be one of Jesus' friends. And even when Jesus has to, in great sorrow, tell the disciples, one of you is going to betray me, and they're completely aghast. They honestly don't know. Is it I, Lord? Is it I? No one knows. No one suspects Judas. When Jesus gives the bread to Judas, you notice that in the ultimate act of betrayal, he knows what he's about to do, and he feigns like he's not. Is it I, Rabbi? What you're going to do, do quickly. Jesus knew, even though Judas calls me Rabbi, he really doesn't believe in me. When Peter asks the beloved disciple John to ask Jesus who it is, and Jesus tells John it's going to be the one who I give the bread to, he gives the bread to Judas, so John knows it's Judas. Little did they know that a short time later, it would be Judas who would come with a mob to arrest Jesus. And in the ultimate insult, Judas will, in the Garden of Gethsemane, betray our Lord with a kiss, kissing Jesus on the cheek. And Jesus will say, friend, you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? Jesus would have preferred a slap in the face from Judas rather than a kiss, a mockery. We know, sadly, that Judas was not only a thief, he was a liar and he was a betrayer. He hid this. He was very secretive because the devil is a father of lies. And when Satan enters him, he knows now that it's about to happen. And when he leaves, the disciples think he's going to buy bread for the poor or some food for the Passover. He's going to meet with the chief priests and plan to arrest Jesus. And the fact that this was a great sorrow for Jesus, who even then would have loved to have Judas come to repentance, said it would be better for this man if he had not been born. So Jesus, the Son of Man, the living Word, holds out friendship for Judas. But when he gives Judas the bread, that is the bread of betrayal. But then Jesus, the Son of Man, the living Word, gives to us the bread of forgiveness. Judas has left. Jesus has already washed their feet. And now the moment comes. Jesus takes some of the unleavened bread which the Jews had for the Passover and tells them, I'm going to give you a new covenant now. Take and eat this bread he gives them. This is my body. And then he takes some of the wine that was there for the Passover. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, given for many for the forgiveness of sins. The Passover has come to its completion and fulfillment. For centuries, the Jews had brought a lamb without blemish at Passover and sacrificed the lamb for the sins of the people. And they would eat from the lamb, the roasted lamb, and they would eat the unleavened bread. They would drink the wine in the Passover, celebrated in Jerusalem, celebrated in people's homes. But all of this was a type of Christ. And now here Jesus himself is at Jerusalem. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Here is the Lamb of God without blemish. And now the true Passover Lamb will die once for all on Good Friday. And before that happens, he institutes Holy Communion. This is my body, this is my blood for the forgiveness of sins. One of the means of grace that Jesus takes these elements of bread and wine, and with the Word of God, he is really present to give us his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. The one who once for all died so that we can live through faith in his name. That is the bread we want. We don't want to receive from the Son of Man, the living Word, the bread Judas received, the bread of betrayal. We want to receive from Jesus, the Son of Man, the living Word, the bread of forgiveness. And that is what he gives us in Holy Communion. In conclusion, we Christians follow the theology of the cross. The reason we put aside the hallelujahs now till Easter is because we want to focus on what Christ did in his suffering and death upon the cross. The reason why we have purple on the altar and on the pulpit is because we want to think about the cross and the purple robe they put on Jesus and the crown of thorns that they put upon his head. All this he did because he loved us. He experienced betrayal so that we can experience forgiveness. No bread of earth alone can fill our hungry hearts. Lord, help us seek your living Word, the food your grace imparts. God grant that for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace of God, transcending our understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.